to 10 dozen minutes of leaving on a jet plane with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and I believe that Jick is with us as well.
I believe I am, too.
You know, I can't imagine why he didn't know when he would be back again. I mean, like, I'm leaving on a jet plane, but I bought a round-trip ticket. I know exactly when I'll be back.
Maybe it's about being shipped off to war.
I can't imagine John Denver going to war, really.
Well, maybe he was singing from the perspective... I mean, can you imagine him, like, dating a woman?
No.
Because he sang some songs about women, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he was just singing from the perspective of a soldier.
That's true.
Like that Kid Rock song that they play before every movie.
From the perspective of a cowboy? Or is there another Kid Rock song? I don't know.
There's who is it? Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Kid Rock, like, citizen soldier or whatever the name of it. It's called Warrior.
Shameless pandering to...
The National Guard.
Yeah. Whatever kind of nonsense. Yeah.
I went and visited my mother in Tucson this weekend, and when I was there, we went and saw Slumdog Millionaire.
How was that?
It was really good.
I'd like to see it. And after seeing all of the Oscars it took, I'm kind of leery of seeing it now.
Huh.
But I'll see it anyway, just to go, like, well, did that really deserve sound editing over Dark Knight?
I didn't even know anything. When were the Oscars?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
This was the first time in, like, 10 years that I didn't watch them.
You usually had, like, a fancy homo party, right?
Yeah.
Where you all get together.
Well, you have a Super Bowl party.
Braid each other's hair, will you?
Yeah, well, you have a Super Bowl party and an Oscar party. And then it just kind of balances out.
I see.
But yeah,
what did the lemon party
fit in? Well, there was a lemon party and then a lemon parade.
I see. Yeah, it's pretty good, though. I liked it. I didn't realize it was... first of all, I don't think that I realized that the guy who directed Trainspotting also directed 28 Days Later, and then I didn't realize that it was the same guy that directed this.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been a lot more excited about seeing it. As it was, I had heard about it, and I was like, you know, it's one of those things like, I really ought to read The Great Gatsby, because it's good for me.
Right.
Right. I kind of thought of the movie as a movie that I should watch.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of impulse that left Apocalypse Now sitting in its Netflix envelope on my entertainment center for like a year and a half.
Right.
But it turned out to actually be really entertaining.
I watched Taken with my dad.
Yeah, I saw that after talking to you about it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty fun.
It was all right. You know, it was a... yeah, you know.
I mean,
I didn't very much like the sort of like... civilian interaction between Liam Neeson and his daughter, I thought was pretty strained.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't spend too much time with that. Like, okay, here's what's going on, and now let's just have Liam Neeson kick some ass.
Yeah. There was a scene in the preview where he, like, jammed some spikes into somebody's knees.
Yo.
Which I didn't see in the movie.
No, I'll have to wait for DVD for that one.
Must have been a deleted scene.
Mm-hmm.
He kills some dudes.
Yeah, of course, after the movie, my dad said, and one thing I liked about that is most of the villains were Arabs. I was like, I have a feeling that came out wrong, but I don't want to ask.
I do like how they, the only reason that the girl survives is because she was a virgin.
Yeah.
Her friend, who was the whore, dies.
Yeah, because they had to save her virginity for her marriage to the sheik.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, kids, your abstinence ring will save you from having sex with a bunch of guys while on drugs. And you'll end up having sex with just one creepy old dude while completely sober.
Who then probably kills you.
Yeah.
I want to go to one of those auctions where you can buy women.
Yeah. I don't think I could afford anything. I would probably get outbid fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So I'd have to just try and find the weird one that nobody wants. You know, like I
do. Feel like a, you'd feel like a big shot just participating, you know? I mean, I wouldn't buy any women. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to go to one of the auctions. Window shop. Well, I don't know what I would do with a woman.
Yeah, that much is obvious.
I was setting you up for that one.
I appreciate that. That was very generous of you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So next week's show we'll do from your place together.
Yeah. What's your plan? So you're flying in tomorrow, and we're gonna work round the clock like busy little beavers.
Yeah, we'll be there until Friday afternoonish.
Mm-hmm.
And then go
see the folks.
Go see my in-laws and her natural parents and head back Monday afternoon, and then we leave Tuesday.
Alrighty. We can do a big roundtable Thursday show, too.
Oh, yeah. Except the Thursday show, I'll just sit there and listen to you guys describe how this game works and go, huh.
Nah, we hardly ever talk about the game on Thursday anymore either. yeah. I ran out of beer here at the office, and so I'm drinking one of the pretentious artists' Asahis, and
those are delicious.
Very much like a Japanese beer. Just kind of tastes like
Japan.
Just sort of beer, like a white can with a black label, beer on it.
I really wish that Sapporo would make another Winter's Tale. That was delicious.
Winter's Stale?
No, a Winter's Tale. Like a Midsummer Night's Dream. Only in the winter.
They should make a Midsummer Night's Cream Ale.
See, a Midsummer Night's Cream just sounds like really highbrow porn.
Yeah.
Damn it, we got somebody spamming up our forums again.
I've been seeing every 6 or 8 hours, I would say, some link spam.
Just people going, it's dangerous to go alone, take this.
Yes. Well, I don't see anything in... you weren't saying specifically, like, when...
No, I was looking at gameplay. There's China suppliers Nike Air Max Limited TN 9089 shoes.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know how it was that we managed to avoid that for so long. Unless it was just the mods taking care of it right away. A lot of times I will see them and manage to delete them within a few minutes of them having been posted, but I don't know, surely...
Oops. Okay. I thought having deleted that, it looked like the entire forum had turned into porn spam and shit on the front page, but actually when I deleted it, it redirected me to the pit of despair, which is where all such threads get sent, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just kind of shocking to see an entire page full of spam. Like, oh, crap. Now we're really getting hit. But no.
Ooh, free 850 gay movies. His first gay sex, Javier. Free gay movie clips, gay porn clip.
It's like
stop paying for porn. Biggest collection of best gay clips online. Click here to watch them now. I can see why you saved this one.
Stop paying for porn.
Boys, twinks, gay sex, cock dick.
Cock dick.
There's Arabic sex, gay movies. Your dad would appreciate that one.
The best thing about that porn, son, was that all of the people they had sex with were Arabs.
Yeah. Muscle guy's first gay sex encounter. Another Republican gay sex scandal.
I disapprove of my own lifestyle.
Yeah, this is interesting spam. Whoa, isn't that real? How much do gay porn models make? I've wondered that.
I used to assemble gay porn models, but I could never get the decals on straight.
Your parents took the glue away from you because they caught you huffing it?
Yeah. They're like, son, we don't care that you're assembling gay porn models. Quit huffing that glue.
Ah, boy. Did you do anything interesting this weekend?
This weekend? I went to a baby shower for another more different baby.
Oh, yeah?
And, got kind of hammered at the baby shower.
Oh, yeah?
Just weird.
Like, hammered in the ass, or, like...
No, like, well, I guess a healthy buzz, I guess. They had a contest wherein we had to drink beer out of a baby's bottle, which I guess is standard when you're at a party where they play stupid shower games. But I'm never
I think a standard baby shower doesn't have any dudes at it.
Well, this is there's the traditional, and then there's the more modern, where you still play stupid games, but you have guys there too.
I see.
Yeah, I'm never rushing my kid at the bottle again, because that is those things are fucking hard to drink out of.
Oh yeah.
I got about 3 ounces into it before I conceded defeat and just unscrewed the top of the thing off.
Huh. It isn't maybe harder to drink something carbonated? Like if your wife's breasts were full of beer, I mean, first of all,
how do you know they're not?
You would especially never leave the house. At least I wouldn't. I mean, if my wife's breasts were full of beer.
I'd never leave your house if your wife's breasts were full of beer either.
I don't think anybody else would ever be allowed into my house if my wife's breasts were full of beer. That's it. Put up palisades around the outside.
What if they were full of, like, crappy beer, though? It's like if everything you touch turned to Bud Light. Yeah.
Wow. That would be awful. What if everything you touch turned to Gold Bond medicated powder?
That would probably, No, I have nothing clever to say about that at all, so it's a good thing that it hasn't happened. So I wouldn't have a quip.
Let's see. I watched, have you seen American Psycho?
No.
I watched that fairly recently. So, I don't know that I would say it's good. I'm glad that I watched it.
It's very violent. I'm afraid of Christian Bale now.
You are?
I'm afraid that I'll fucking distract him.
Yeah, I didn't bother listening to that. It was just, like, I listened to the first, like, 10 seconds of it, and it was just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I kind of cringed through 30 seconds of it, and it's like, yeah. And I can understand how you would get to that point in the middle of a grueling movie shoot or something. So it's not like I think he's a dick or anything, but that, it just kept going.
I was thinking about that whole voicemail message that Alec Baldwin left for his daughter or whatever. Like, I just think about, you know, the times when there are probably things that if I had to listen to a recording of myself at certain times, I would just kind of wince. And I certainly wouldn't want everyone on the internet to hear it.
Yeah.
Mostly when I'm, like, pooping and masturbating at the same time.
Yeah, I wish you would quit publishing those to the RSS feed.
Yeah. Yeah, so saw that movie, and it was very violent. I kind of, reading about Danny Boyle kind of made me want to see Sunshine again, because I saw all of it except, like, the first 10 minutes, and I'd kind of like to watch it again and watch all of it except the last 10 minutes.
Huh.
Okay, it had that
in mind.
Event Horizon kind of thing, because you know how Event Horizon was really good until they actually started explaining what was going on?
No, you know, I haven't seen that either.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to pay for it if you see it.
That'd be my advice.
Cube was much better, right? It's weird. They don't really explain what's going on. That's okay. It's okay that it just ends.
So the end of but Cube did have me so twitching for about a half an hour.
Which I was thinking about that the other day for some reason.
It made it a really effective movie, I guess, that the filmmaker was able to get me to just go, yeah! Damn it.
I think when I watched it, I immediately watched it again, and then I turned it on with the commentary track on while I was, like, washing the dishes.
Huh.
I went through it 3 times in a row when I first discovered it. But, kind of the same thing. I was reading somebody's sort of little mini review of Primer. And they described what was exactly my experience. They watched it, and then just immediately started it over and watched it again, and then watched it a third time the next day.
Hmm.
Which is exactly what I did with Primer. Still have no
check on it. I did that with Aeon Flux, actually.
The Charlize Theron one?
Yep.
I never did... I never did watch it. Somebody got me the whole series.
Hmm.
And I watched all of the shorts, but I didn't watch... Because I think that when they did the, like, full-length show of it, it wasn't all that good.
See, I never liked any of the animated series, because his art style was so grotesque.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
I liked them as the little short, you know, couple-minute things where she died at the end of every one. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of a neat, you know... Because then you're like, well, what is it? Is it just a bunch of clones of the same person? You know, like, what's going on here? But then I feel like in the series, because nobody ever really talked in the short ones either.
Yeah.
But then the series probably explained away a lot of the cool.
Yeah, the movie was good. I watched the entire thing and at the end said, huh, that was a really interesting place for that to go, but I'll bet it's one of those movies where they kind of made it up as it went along. Like, I'll bet it won't hold together if I watch it again. I watched it again and said, nope, they actually knew how this was going to end when they began it. And, it was impressive.
Does it have a twist?
Not so much a twist, but a reasonable and sound explanation for what's going on. That's also kind of cool.
Does it explain why she's able to catch flies with her eyelashes?
No, we just have to assume that's some innate ability of hers.
They specifically genetically engineer agents with that ability?
Yeah, the last thing you want is for your cover to be blown by a fly buzzing around you. Yeah. Better to have a fly buzzing and then abruptly silenced. That won't arouse any suspicion at all.
Yep. Let's see. B3AST, a week or so ago, asked, how do you get to the radio? Practice.
Oh.
Because the radio is at Carnegie Hall. I left my heart in San Francisco and my radio at Carnegie Hall. Dylan Bradley 70 says, when will Grandpa wake up from his nap at the Sea Monkeys Castle? Soon. That is the next update, is Grandpa waking up and doing some stuff. It's going to be a fairly minor update, even with it being late. We'll have to spend some time discussing where we're going with this whole underwater stuff while you're out here. I'm looking forward to actually hanging out with you.
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm stoked that you're staying at my house, because that'll mean more time where we just sit out and smoke cigars and bullshit about stuff.
Well, speaking of which, do you still have your hookah?
I do, yeah. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about going and buying some... you know, in fact, I was at the smoke shop today getting myself another little tin of cigars while I wait for the ones from the internet to show up. And I meant, when I did that, to get a bunch of those little one-shot mini-packs of shisha, but I totally spaced it.
Well, wait until I get there, because I have some experience with shisha buying, and coal buying is actually the important part.
Really?
As it turns out, yeah. There's a specific kind of coal that lights really quickly and burns just at the right heat level.
Huh. Is not the kind, I don't know, are you familiar with the ones that I was using? The ones that are like all laced with gunpowder so that they sparkle and start burning right away?
Yeah, there are two kinds of those, though, and one kind smells terrible. Yeah. One doesn't, so I don't know.
One of them, yeah. They smell bad when they start burning, like as they're lighting. But once they're actually going, they're just like wood. We also just, you know, build a campfire and use embers.
Yeah, but temperature control. I was gonna say we should definitely get your hookah going, because I can't do the cigars, man.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be smoking a lot, and I'm gonna be wanna smoking something, and.
You're going to be one of smoking something.
I'm going to be one of smoking something.
I going to be one of smoking something.
Is that a Michael Jackson song?
I'm sorry, you're not a man and smoke a cigar.
Yeah, it's a shame. I can suck dick, so you'd think I would be okay with it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to figure out a way to make some disparaging comment about how my cigars are smaller than the dick. But I couldn't really come up with it. But that didn't stop me from talking about it right now.
Yeah, you have to do kind of an autopsy when the quip dies.
Yeah. Southwest says, in light of Jick's recent presence on the forums, I want to thank you guys again for actively interacting with the player base. It's what makes this game unique, and I love it. Well, we're making up for all that goodwill by having these radio shows that just kind of waste everybody's time. Not talk about anything game-related at all. Although, I don't know. There is the theory that this whole community is just a kind of a cult of personality around us and really has nothing to do with the game at all.
Huh.
In which case, our livelihoods are, in fact, best served by us just fucking around telling personal stories and bullshitting about comic books.
That may explain why I exploit you, Still You Love Me, and I'm the smiling face on your TV. And I tell you one and one makes three.
Mm-hmm. I would not have known any lyrics from that song.
Except, I am a cult of, I am a cult of, I am a cult of personality.
Mm-hmm. Who was the band that did that?
Living Color.
Living Color, I see.
Who also did not, sadly, do the theme song for In Living Color.
Uh-huh.
Which occasionally just runs through my mind in an endless loop.
The soundtrack from...
Yeah, here comes another one of those funky funny for money shows. Yeah.
You know, I watched that show pretty regularly when I was in high school, but... And, you know, I cannot, for the life of me, think of why. Because there wasn't really anything funny on it.
I liked Homie the Clown.
Yeah, but that was funny once. Actually, David Alan Greer was on that show, right?
Yeah.
I've grown to just hate David Alan Greer. Like, he's friends with Adam Carolla, so he was on his show a lot, and he was on Loveline a lot as a result of it, and every time... Like, the only times I ever just stopped listening to Loveline were the nights when David Alan Greer was the guest, because he was just so obnoxious and basically never says anything funny. Is it...
I just always thought of him as just kind of bland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, he is. He is very bland and tries to make up for it by just being, like, as loud as possible and never letting anyone else speak. And, like, ugh. Man, if I had a bat, I would hit him with it. I do have a bat. Okay. If he were here, I would hit him with my bat.
Well, that's not really a lot of impetus for him to go and over your house.
No, no. But, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, like, trick somebody into coming over to get hit with a bat, because then it's, like, premeditated assault, right?
Yeah. You could just say, like, hey, you're David Alan Greer, and I have a bat. You should come over and hang out, and we'll just see what happens.
Come over, and I'll release a bunch of mosquitoes, so that I can be like, oh, look out, mosquito on your head! Oh, wait, I'll get it.
Do you suppose that's what Bill Gates was going to do?
Probably.
And then
he was hoping
that
David Alan Greer was in the audience so he could cold cock him with a baseball bat.
That's the one. Living Color had some of the few examples of Jim Carrey being really funny.
Really?
Back in the day. I thought so.
Like, I you know...
Like the Vanilla
part
Ice.
Of it, I might have liked it when I was younger, right? Right. But, I don't think that Fire Marshal Bill was very funny.
No, you know, stuff like the Vanilla Ice video parody. That was good stuff. Anytime they made fun of pop culture, for some reason I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Wasn't J-Lo one of the Fly Girls?
She was indeed.
The Fly Girls were pretty fly.
I think they were hot because they were fly.
They danced very enthusiastically.
I think they danced very enthusiastically is a line from the theme song, actually.
Oh, yeah?
No.
They were really showing their assets.
Ho ho!
Remember that, fly that page in our... Maybe it was our my junior year, or my senior year and your junior year yearbook that was like something about assets, and it was just a picture of like the girls' volleyball team from behind.
Yeah, those pages in my yearbook are stuck together, so I haven't seen it in a while, but... Which is funny because a bunch of the pages of one of my yearbooks are stuck together because it got wet at some point. But yeah, no particularly salacious pages.
Mm-hmm. Sure, now you say that, and there's no way to verify it.
Do you suppose Congress has salacious pages?
I don't know. Do you suppose that if you had been eating instead of drinking near your yearbook, that it would have been despoiled with salacious crumbs rather than salacious never mind.
Yeah.
You know, because Salacious Crumb? Yeah, Salacious Crumb was that little thing that
hung
around Jabba the Hutt and ate stuff that fell out of his mouth.
Oh yeah, the little little Muppet.
Yeah, that joke did not have any traction at all.
This is great, though. We're just trapped in a labyrinth of random pop culture and puns. Although that does kind of describe the last 6 years of my life. Speaking of which, I need to come up with some more anniversary stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because it is getting right on 6 years. It'll be the sixth year of the sixth year anniversary of the day that I started keeping track of account creation dates. Which is what, like somewhere in March?
April. Yeah, I'm pretty sure my account says created April 23rd and such.
Which is my mother's birthday. Maybe that's why I did that. Happy birthday, Mom. I made a seemingly insignificant change to this web project that I started working on a few months ago. So we finished the limoncello, and I took a bottle of it to my mom, and we drank some limoncello.
How'd it turn out?
Pretty well.
Lovely.
Yeah. And Hot Stuff worked tirelessly on it. He spent like 12 hours this last Friday bottling up more of it, grating lemons and putting the stuff away, and I ditched him and went to Tucson. Making some grapefruit stuff, too. So. And we'll have to... We have not yet tried the limoncello that we made with Everclear. You and I will have to bust into that while you're out here. Because we're man enough. Although you're not quite man enough for it, probably. It's kind of like a cigar. But sometimes a cigar is just a bottle of limoncello made with Everclear.
I did the cherries soaked in Everclear fairly well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, those were delicious. That was I bought everybody a round of those at a concert because that was the cheapest thing. It was like 50 cents for a cherry soaked in Everclear. So I think I bought one for everybody in our party, and that was it. You could get a decent buzz off of a couple of those.
Mm-hmm. For only a dollar.
Yep.
Stupak2 wrote, thanks for all the updates, Jick. Not only did they make the game better, but but that you listen to the players makes us feel better about other complaints, even without change. Thanks again. I've decided in a lot of cases that we'd be better off if I just said that I had changed something and didn't actually change it, because the changes that people say that they want would not actually be noticeable. But then somebody would gather 10,000 Ascensions worth of data and prove me wrong.
I was going to say, if we said... Yeah, we've shaved X number of turns off of your level 11 quest today. Even if it was like a 0.75, people would notice.
Yep. Snarf says, why don't you hold these Radio KOL things during Saturday rollover when there's nothing to do? You know, there's got to be a sort of like, you know that whole like story that traces like some part of the space shuttle back to the width of a horse's ass?
Uh-huh.
Like, why do we do the shows when we do?
I think that we started doing them on that Monday because I had, like, evening classes and stuff. And that was just a convenient time for us to do them. Like, back when I had a schedule. That was...
Right.
That was the time.
Mr. Bound says, time to update the copyright notices to say 2009? Yes. Also, time to clear my throat. Mr. Wise Guy says, to Jick and Scully, can you please confirm which of the KOL meets you two will be able to make this year? Thanks. Well, definitely be at KOL Con.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know.
Are we having a KOL Con? What's the 20 on that?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Like, the third time we did this, it would not have been at all remarkable that nothing was planned as of 9 months ahead of time.
Right. It's just last year she got the jump on that so early.
Yeah. We kind of got to decide what we're going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am just... the whole finding a venue to do a concert thing is just so frustrating and just keeps getting more and more expensive. And, you know, I don't know if... I mean, it's certainly the case, I think, that the cost of using the Tempe Center for the Arts wasn't really worth it, but what we need is something that costs half as much of that, half as much as that, and is halfway between a tent in a park and that fancy place.
Right.
You know? And I just, you know, we never had any luck before that finding a venue.
Well, see, we changed our criteria for just to get the Tempe Center of the Arts, because we always wanted to bring our own booze. And we kind of threw out a bunch of things because we wanted to bring our own booze. But they wouldn't let us do that at the Tempe Center for the Arts. I think that we can...
Yeah, although we didn't find that out until...
But I think that we could, say, rent out a chunk of hotel or something. And the only reason we didn't do that before is because they wouldn't let us do our own booze.
Yeah, we were, though, able to just buy the kegs at this place and have them serve them without us, you know, without charging people on a per-beer basis.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then having to give them a cut of everything that we sold was a little frustrating.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're probably right. I mean, there are probably other convention centers and whatnot that we could use here if we were willing to get rid of that whole, you know. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know that I am willing to get rid of the whole free beer thing, right? Because that's part of the deal. I want to give people free beer.
No, they were always... A couple of the places that we looked at, I think the Mesa Center for the Arts, they were perfectly okay with giving out free beer as long as we bought it from them.
Yeah.
Which was more expensive than buying it ourselves, but less expensive than paying to be at the Tempe Center for the Arts.
That's true.
Plus, they were just too fancy for us.
Yeah, they definitely were. The Mesa Arts Center, I've only ever been to stuff that was outside there. But, you know, they do concerts there. I wonder if we could just do, like, a whole day thing and have the bands play there at night. I never have talked to Frontalot about the potential of doing, like, a kind of unplugged thing.
Because
the minibuses are definitely into that, doing the whole jazz set like they did at the costume party, and that was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the hell out of that. That's what I enjoyed the hell out of. Tex Murph says, the effect change makes the player in me dance, but the spade in me cry. Well, you know,
for some reason
we'll just
that reminded
have to
me
be sure.
Of that makes me think of Frosted Mini Wheats commercials for some reason.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it was the right thing to do. I can see what you mean about not having as many mysteries as there used to be, but some of those mysteries, you know, like whatever that buff from the radio in the Clan Rumpus room was, you know, like, oh, but that was such an interesting spading challenge because it was broken. Typo in the effect code that made it not do anything at all. But yeah.
Oh, but back to that question about which KOL meets you two will be able to make this year.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I don't know. Australia would be real fun, but I don't think we're going to get there. The only other one that I'm thinking of is I'd like to try and do Columbus, even with the baby.
Yeah,
we'll see how Con goes.
When is Columbus? It's like in October or November?
Yeah, it tends to be towards the end of October.
It's just, the reason that I'm... have been averse to that the last couple of years is because, like, that is always on the tail end of Comic-Con and then PAX and then KOL-Con.
Yeah.
And, God, last year we took it even further. Gen-Con.
Yeah, that was all the Gen-Con. I think that was a lifetime of Gen-Con for me.
Yeah. You know, what I would like to do, I would like to, at some point, and I totally forgot to do this, I very much intended to, I want to sign up for that, like, Real Dungeon LARP thing, because I want to see how a well-organized and, you know, refined LARP works. Because I don't think it is a LARP so much as it's just, like, a kind of a real-life dungeon crawl sort of thing. And that would be a neat thing to be able to do, right? Part of me is holding out hope that we will find some, like, a warehouse that we can buy or rent here in town that we'll be able to do whatever we want with all year round, and that we can have Con there.
So we can use it for, like, dead hooker storage?
Yes.
For most of the year. And then we can use the dead hookers as props in our Halloween production.
Yeah. And we can put a sign out front that says dead hooker storage.
And people would say, you have narrowly avoided offending my easily offended sensibilities.
Yeah. Mr. Bound says, is the mayonnaise wasp's description of oily nastiness indicative of no love for mayonnaise among the powers that be? I fucking hate mayonnaise.
I don't usually do mayonnaise on a sandwich, but, like, as part of a tuna salad or, like, a seafood salad kind of thing. Like, if you're doing a tuna melt, say, you mix up the tuna and the mayonnaise, and then you put it on the bread, and you put it on the griddle, and griddle it up. Eh, delicious.
Griddle it up, huh? I don't think I've ever had a tuna melt.
No? Hmm. So it's the same principle as a grilled cheese sandwich, where you're just spreading butter on bread and putting it on heat until the butter turns golden brown and crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Equals delicious.
Except you put mayonnaise on it.
Interesting.
That's ruining it before you even
like
really get any effort.
You mix tuna fish and mayonnaise and seasoning salt, and then you put like a slice of cheese, and then tuna, and then more cheese. And, yeah. So it's like inside of your bread sandwich is a cheese sandwich.
I see.
Delicious.
Huh. And tuna melt's not like open face?
No. Not the way I do them.
I've never really understood open face sandwiches.
Now,
I don't really like bread is the conclusion that I'm coming to as I go along.
Now, see, I was just going to say, once you're eating it with a fork, it ceases to be a sandwich.
Yeah. I got a hamburger, and I should have just ordered it without a bun, because I ended up just eating the patty. I went to the Thunder Canyon Brewery in Tucson, which was, like, initially owned by the same people that own the Prescott Brewing Company. I think they opened them at fairly close to the same time. All the decorations are, like, identical.
Huh.
The beer is relatively similar. They're brewed by different guys now, but they started out with the same recipes, I think. Place is pretty good. The menu is, I think, exactly the same as the menu at Prescott Brewing Company.
Hmm.
It's a little closer, but it's in Tucson instead of Prescott. So it has the advantage of my mom being down there, but it has the disadvantage of being Tucson. God. Criminal-infested shithole.
Yeah, I've heard people tell me they want to move to Arizona, and I say don't move to Phoenix because it's kind of gross and dirty and hot and lacking in culture, and they go, oh no, I'm moving to Tucson. Like, great, that means you're moving to Phoenix Junior, which is even dirtier and uglier and more boring.
It's sort of like, like Tucson is to Phoenix what East St. Louis is to St. Louis.
I suppose.
It's like Phoenix, only you're more likely to get killed.
Yeah.
I think you're significantly more likely to get your car stolen in Tucson, too.
Yeah.
So close to the border, you know.
Oh, that's right. We can go down to Mexico, get some booze.
Oh, yeah, at the duty-free. I prefer all of my booze to be duty-free, but sometimes, you know, you can't always get what you want.
Especially when you're buying it south of the border.
Yeah.
Does that mean your feces cello is not going very well?
Yeah. Yeah. I
the grossest part of that is getting
figure out what to string it with. Yeah. Stower of Thrones says, are there still plans for a children's meal of the damn toy buildable familiar? Yeah. I mean, one of these days we'll think of it.
What, you mean the children's meal of the damned 10th anniversary?
Yeah,
buildable familiar. Yeah, we're gonna get there.
It's one of those things that we probably should have just never told people about. Although I think that got leaked from an arbitrary item creation bug.
Yeah.
Flying Llama says, Jick, what is your opinion of open source games? Considering your views on player created content, well, it depends, right? Like, because I think like the Urquan Masters is an open source project. I'm not positive that that's the case, but you know, if the content is made by people who are good writers and artists, then I'm okay with whatever, you know. I don't care where the code comes from. But you know, open source games in terms of like you know, like those games where it's like, hey, it's a web-based choose your own adventure, and if you get to a section where nobody's written anything yet, you get to write your own choice. It's just like this sort of, you know, labyrinthine cock and ball shit fest.
You enter a room with a clit.
Yep.
If you fuck the clit, press 3.
Yep. There's a there was a pretty funny adventure game on Kongregate called Don't Shit Your Pants. It was actually pretty well done. I enjoyed it. I played through to 100% completion. There were like nine achievements, like in-game achievements, not like Kongregate badges, but it took Hot Stuff's help for me to get the last couple of achievements. I was ashamed of myself because I didn't think of farting. But yeah, it was kind of a funny game. I played through the whole thing in like 5 minutes. Let's see. Noah Nam says, old-fashioned love songs need to be played on a radio. I don't know, man.
It's just an old-fashioned love song.
Okay. Star of Thrones says, likelihood of 1,000-man clan dungeon? I'd say the likelihood of that approaches zero relatively quickly. Fineldar says, you probably could have waited till, you should have waited until, no, he doesn't even say probably. Fineldar doesn't pull any punches. You should have waited until the rollover to do that auto attack change. There were probably a good number of clans doing hamster runs when it happened. You know, I will admit that. That is a good point, and I probably should have. It just kind of, I honestly didn't think of it. I normally do think of stuff like that, but this time I just didn't.
You know, that's not the first time I've thought of Fineldar and punches in the same sentence.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the last one was, I'd like to bring Fineldar to this party so he could sample various punches.
Mm-hmm. Star of Thrones says, do you ever see yourselves selling KOL and retiring to the Bahamas? No. I don't want to go to the Bahamas.
See, I used to answer that question by talking about a sum of money that was so ridiculously unreasonable that it would be clear to anyone at all that I was joking. But that distressed Jake, so I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would not sell Kingdom of Loathing for $100 billion.
I would probably sell it for $100 billion.
Well, that's just because you're not as into it as I am, man. Mm-hmm. It used to be about the
money. I could make something, you know, I could just say, all right, I'm selling this for $100 billion. I'll be back in 6 months with a new project.
With Lingdom of Coding.
Lingdom of Coding.
Or Lingam of Coding, which would be a kind of a different... It would be about writing programs with your penis.
Right. That is how most of the early KOL code was written.
Just smacking your cock on the keyboard.
Yeah. Gnar Gnar says, is there a Goetze reference in KOL? I think there are a number of Goetze references in KOL.
The Spam Witch definitely has a couple.
Seraphim says, that's pretty disgusting, man.
Yeah.
KOL Rares says, beer is a natural cleanser. If you drink enough, then it cleans your stomach at night and your ass in the morning. Huh.
Right.
Fineldar says, oh guys, today I saw an Asian woman on a cell phone, driving, and she was awful at it. It was the highlight of my week.
Was she awful at talking on the cell phone or driving, and how could you tell?
She's awful at talking, most of the Asians that I've met.
Yeah.
They're just always talking this crazy talk. Ted the Red, wasn't there a Tur the Red?
I don't know.
Item of the month idea, Balding Eagle. He's a bird of prey past his prime. I watched that Goldberg and Osborne commercial so many times that I can no longer say the word prey. Fineldar says, and Scissorp is Sprite and cough syrup. You can see guys at Galveston selling it in giant 7-Eleven cups of 7-Up. Sprite and cough syrup. Insinuate implies here that... Nerd Energy is the best energy drink in the world. Does not taste like shit for the rest of the other energy drinks.
I don't think that would qualify then as an energy drink. It's kind of
if
like
it doesn't taste like shit. It's not an energy drink.
Yeah, I kind of. It's like I define emo music as overly emotional music that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody said, "Here's some emo that doesn't suck," then you know that wouldn't be true. There's no way that could be true.
I still think that my friend Seth's definition of it, because I asked him what he meant by emo. It might have meant a slightly different thing in, like, 94.
Yeah.
But he was like, music that you dance to by swallowing your own fist. The Judo Madonna says, I've had three dreams about Trophy 68, and it is making me slowly crazy. Please give us at least one word regarding the trophy. Pretty please.
We already have.
Huh?
We already have. You missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. You could probably patch together words that I have said in previous radio shows and just flat out spoil the trophy. If you knew exactly which words to pull out. So, that's the clue. My Failure says, by the way, talk about if the pickpocket only items, or talk about if pickpocket only items can be crackered. Our numbers say no. They should not be able to be. So, I believe that they cannot be. Fineldar says, you guys going to do the activity book? You should definitely put the apathetic lizard man connect the dots picture, but just have his tail on a big blank page. If we did that coloring book, would it be an activity book instead of a coloring book?
Only if it had, like, mazes and stuff in it.
That would be amazing.
Die in a fire. Die in a fire.
What? D-I-A-F. Let's see. Zach68 says, so why was auto attack disabled for bosses? I mean, really, how does one extra turn of combat make a difference? No, it wasn't about that. It was disabled for bosses sort of by popular request, because people had stuff set to auto attack that didn't actually work against bosses, and so it was kind of like disabling it for tower monsters. Every couple of weeks, we would get a request to disable it against a specific monster, and really the solution was to just disable it for all bosses, but we couldn't because of the Hodgman bug, and then we patched the Hodgman bug, and yeah. Death Sausage says, hooray for slash buy, boo for immediately moving antidotes to a place where slash buy doesn't work. Well, hooray again for fixing that today, C.D. Moyer. Hooray, C.D. Moyer. 001 says, hey guys, you should check out the Watchmen motion comics if you're too lazy to reread Watchmen or want to see it in another form.
What on earth is a motion comic?
Yeah, I don't know what a motion comic is.
Emotion comic? Does it make you feel like you're reading Watchmen?
It didn't really take that long to reread the Watchmen, and by reread I mean read it in the first place.
Yeah.
I started it two or three times earlier, and it took, the movie comes out in like a week, right?
Yeah. I have my babysitter lined up.
Oh, yeah? Alright, you got all these crazy conditions on stuff now. Do you have to pay a babysitter?
No, there are plenty of people who are either not at their childbearing stage or don't wish to ever get there, who are like, I love your baby, I would love to hang out with your baby for like 2 hours.
Huh.
But I don't want to have one of my own, so we have a lot of female friends with biological clocks that, or biological telephones that are sending them a call they don't want to pick up.
I see. Paul BD requests a random My Face poll. Okay. Do think people can ever be happy? All lowercase. Option 1, yes if they try. Option 2, no they don't want numeral 2 letter B. The third option is don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. Good stuff. Blizzbob says, we keep occasionally seeing things in red text in slash clan. What's up with that? Like in clan, Vagina Hertz throws another pillow into the action. The thing she said was red. I don't know. It's possible that there's still some like font tag getting cut off in some clan. I remember there being a bug with that a while back, and I don't remember if it was ever fixed. Noah Nam sends a link about pork floss. What the fuck is pork floss? Whoa.
What is
dried sweetened pork roast pulled to separate the fibers and spun until it has the texture of crispy cotton candy?
Huh. I can't say I wouldn't try that.
Yeah, no, I would definitely try that. Apparently there's some new Asian supermarket that is cleaner than the nasty Asian supermarket by my old house that my wife has been pretty excited about going to lately. Madison14 says, the game you link to in your Twitter is just a cheap 2D knockoff of a much more entertaining downloadable game called Harvest. I suggest you play this sometime. It costs $10, but the demo is free and still has limitless potential. You know what? The space game, which is the casual collective game that they're talking about, is a lot better than that Harvest game. Like, it was immediately accessible, and I played it for hours and hours, whereas I couldn't even finish the demo because I got so sick of the interface and inability to visually distinguish between different elements in Harvest. Like, yeah. If you like it better, that's fine. But I don't.
You're just wrong.
Old One says, is there a way to get the coconut shell picture to flip upside down when looked at in the equipment pane? That's how it would make sense as a helmet. No, I know, the same way with, like, the pail, but, no. Oh, no, another putt says, the pirate bookstore should sell books that are hollowed out and have bottles of rum inside. That's kind of funny.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, so you could buy rum at a... buy rum at an NPC store. Which, actually, you can get that sugar cane cocktail craft rum out. I've really forgotten all the shit we put in this game, man.
That's what's been difficult for me coming up with even the some of the underwater zone stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I know, we could put a spear gun in there. Like, wait, that rings a distant bell. Oh, we already have a spear gun. Well, this can be a more different spear gun. Damn it.
You're going back to that more different meme pretty often here.
Yeah, that popped up sometime in this past week, and it won't go away. It's that's Homestar Runner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's from the Trog or Genesis.
How very accurate. I mean, you say some ridiculous crap when you have a baby, right? One tends to talk to a baby and say kind of stupid, ridiculous stuff. And somehow more different crept in there.
I mean, I guess, like, I have to imagine that maybe I would talk to a baby the way that I talk to my cat.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So.
We got to see, with my parents and my, my mother-in-law here, some different ways of talking to babies, and we were just kind of horrified by the way that my parents talked to the kid, and then the way her mom talked to the baby.
Were your parents all telling it how it was going to go to hell if it didn't repent now?
No, like, my dad was just like a non-stop stream in a voice that was like an octave and a half higher than his normal voice.
Wow. Yeah, I'm creeped out just thinking about that.
So we'd pick him up like, how are you doing? Do you need to get your daddy changed? We change that daddy? Yes, we gonna change that daddy. Did you lose your passy? Oh, you're crying because you lost your passy. You gotta have that passy because you need to get your daddy changed. I was like, what the hell are you saying to my child?
Has he picked up that much of an accent?
No, the baby talk had a little accent in there.
Twang.
The way you do the mother-in-law's voice is just, you ask a question once, then ask it again in a higher pitched voice, and then do this, like, she was trying to teach the baby how to laugh, but she was trying to teach it to laugh apparently like a soulless robot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you want to have some food? Do you want to have some food? Ha 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 ha.
Are you sure she wasn't just starting to sing that Laurie Anderson song?
I have no idea. But it was disturbing. I mean, we sound fucking stupid when we're talking to the baby, but we don't notice. And it was very, very noticeable with those two.
I found myself at one point in my life slipping into the habit of just, like, talking in, like, a weird fake voice all the time, like, when I was trying to be funny or whatever, and then I was like, I gotta fucking stop that.
Yeah.
Now the only time I ever launch into a voice is when I'm, like, making fun of somebody else.
Like, I don't think so.
Because then Riff is all, no, the playbase is super stupid. That's always, whenever somebody says anything that is, like, disagreeing with me, I then refer back to it later in that voice to make them feel good about themselves. So I like to, you know, I like to foster a workplace where people are free to disagree with me. You know, I have an open door policy. If you want to walk into my office and disagree with some stuff that I say, you know, you're more than welcome to. I'm just gonna come back on the radio and repeat everything that you said,
yeah,
paraphrased in a high pitched voice.
I'm trying to.
Hey, do you want to take a music break so I can get another beer?
Oh, dude, it's 9 o'clock. Yeah, well, let's take that music break. Do you want to take a music break? Do you want to take a music break? Ha 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 ha.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. in the hood of it, trying to get away. I was raised in the country, I've been working in the town. I've been in trouble ever since I said my shit came down. Got nothing for you, I ain't nothing to fall. Don't even have anything for myself anymore. Sky full of fire, paint on down. Nothing you can sell me, I'll see you around. All my powers of expression, I thought it's so sublime. Could never do you justice in reason or rhyme. Only one thing I did wrong. Stayed in Mississippi way too long. Well, the devil's in the alley, news in the store. Say anything you wanna, I have heard it all. I was thinking about the things that Rosie said. I was dreaming, I was sleeping in Rosie's bed. Walking through the leaves, falling from the tree, feeling like a stranger, nobody sees. So many things that we never will undo. I know we're sorry, I'm sorry too. Some people will offer you a hand, and some won't. Last night I knew you, tonight I know. I need something strong to distract my mind. I'm gonna look at you till my eyes go blind. Well, I'm out here following the southern star. I crossed that river just to be where you are. Only one thing I did wrong. Stayed in Mississippi a day long. Well, my ship fixed the splitter, and it's sinking fast. I'm drowning in the poison, got no future, got no past. But my heart is not weak, it's light and it's free. I got nothing but affection for all those who saved me. Everybody knew me, if they ain't already there. Everybody got to move somewhere. Stick with me, baby, stick with me anyhow. Things should start to get interesting right about now. My clothes are wet, tied on my skin. Not as tight as the corner that I paid in my bed. I knew the fortune is waiting to be kind. So give me your hand and say goodbye. While the emptiness is endless, cold as the clay, you can always come back, but you can't come back on the way. Only one thing I did wrong. Stayed in Mississippi a day too long. to the knights and maidens. They'd walk together out in the gardens, and all the guides.
Old, my dad's a giant sitting beside me, and the engine rattles my bum like berserk while we're singing, "Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work." My dad's probably had a bloody hard day, but he's been good fun and bubbling in a joking way, and the procession of cars stuck behind, getting all impatient and angry, but we don't mind. We're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, oh, sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Oh, no. Pull over, let cars pass, and pull off again, speeding by the summer green grass. And we're like giants up here in our big yellow digger, like Zoids or Transformers, or maybe even bigger. And I wanna transform into a Tyrannosaurus Rex and eat up all the bullies and the teachers and their pets. And I'll tell all my mates my dad's PA Baruff is only with a JCB and Bruce Lee's nunchuckers. We're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, oh, sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. And we're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, oh, I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round, and we're holding up the bypass. Whoa, me and my dad haven't talked up. Oh, whoa. And I'm sitting on the school bus. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school bus. Glad I'm not in school. Oh, I said I'm Luke, I'm five, my dad Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, my dad Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his. I'm Luke, I'm five, my dad Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, my dad Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB.
And we're back.
Yeah.
We're back. Our theme for the music of the evening, by the way, is songs on the Lullaby playlist that I put together for Oliver.
Yeah. Huh. That one was a little, upbeat.
Towards the end there, yeah. For the most part, it's pretty mellow.
Mm. Yeah. What was that? Who was the second artist?
Let me go check the forum thread and see what songs I played.
So I know there was that the like Rufus Wainwright Hallelujah?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I still want to find the Hallelujah that was in the original theatrical cut of Shrek. Was way
it's
better
not the
than
one
that. Yeah, and then the one on the soundtrack is Rufus Wainwright, and then they edited it back into the movie. But it was a completely different one than when I saw it the first time in the theater.
It's not... Who is that? Jeff something?
No, Jeff Buckley's is an octave higher than that.
I see.
That is... Jeff Buckley is a singer that you would probably hate with a fiery passion.
Why is that?
Like, everything you don't like about the way people sing in one song, probably.
Hmm. And maybe it's the Rufus Wainwright one that I liked then. But that wasn't it. There is a good version of that song similar to that one, but not that one. The one that you played.
I think it's John Prine was the one that was originally in Shrek. Probably Wikipedia knows. That's one of those songs that I really like that song, and I'm still looking for the version of it that I will like as well as that I think lives up to the song's potential, maybe?
Yeah. Huh.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no entry in the Shrek article about Hallelujah.
John Cale. Possibly.
John Cale. Frequently mistaken for John Collard Greens.
Right.
H__ says, "Hey guys, this may be small, but could you do something about how the lowercase L and the uppercase I look the same, making the I look like a T with a line on the bottom? You know, this has been an issue for as long as the game has existed, and I don't want to stop using Arial because I like Arial. It's my favorite font, and I can't change that, man." Ekam Ekam says, "Just read the Twitter where the pretentious artist said he was making a woof man, and my first thought was whether or not it had nards." The new blue text for effects tells you for missing kidney to call 911. What about the players that aren't American? They should also call 911 if their kidneys are ever stolen.
Yeah, see what happens. What is it? In Britain, it's 999, I think.
Huh. That seems like a good way to have children accidentally call it.
Yeah. But it's easy to remember if you can't remember anything.
I guess that's true. Is that a problem that British people have? Inability to remember anything?
Yeah, it's that and the teeth. That's pretty much what they got.
Well, maybe that's the same problem, right? Maybe they just don't ever remember that there is any such thing as oral hygiene.
Right.
I, in my time in England, I did not find that I noticed that they had particularly bad teeth.
I saw maybe a couple of people who were exemplary of having really, really bad teeth. And I guess, you know, like if you saw 100 people and 98 of them had normal teeth, and 2 of them had little tiny black stumps where their teeth were, then you would probably come away with, wow, all those people had fucked up teeth.
But I've seen a lot of people here with fucked up teeth, you know?
Yeah. I myself have pretty fucked up teeth.
Do you have fucked up teeth?
Yeah, they're all crooked and whatnot.
I find it surprising, like, just the number of people that I know and that I talk to every day that I'll send them, oh, yeah, his teeth are all fucked up. You know, like, is I'm lucky that I got such great teeth. Even though my wife makes fun of them for being round. She said that normal people have nice square teeth, but the line that their teeth make is just a straight line across their mouth. And I say that that's bullshit. That's for the birds.
My teeth are squarish, I guess, but huge.
Yeah.
Just stupid big. Yeah.
Well, maybe you're. Does your wife have nicer teeth?
She does, but her mouth is so small that they removed 6 of her adult teeth just to make room for all of her teeth to kind of fit in.
Wait, they put Oliver's teeth inside your wife?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Inside her vagina, actually, so that she could be...
Just for a second?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. No, I guess the kid didn't have any teeth while he was being born.
No. Well, he had teeth potential.
When do you start having teeth? Oh, is this one of those pro-life arguments?
Yes, absolutely.
So you can't take him to the dentist? Because he will eventually have teeth, and it's unfair to pull them before they get a chance to become teeth. Cyber34 says, I checked my dwelling the other day, and I have a shiny certificate of participation, but I've never been to KOLCon or even America in the last 10 years. Well, it looks like you were the victim of a typo. So probably somebody with a similar player ID to yours is like, what the hell? I went to KOLCon and I gave Jake a sandwich, but he still didn't give me a shiny certificate of participation. You don't have to give me a sandwich to get that, by the way. In fact, I'm leery of food from strangers.
Yeah, unless it's candy. Delicious, delicious candy.
Yeah, that's true.
So apparently it was John Cale who was... has the hallelujah that's in Shrek.
It's much better than John Cage's version, which is just silence for the length of Leonard Cohen's version.
Right.
Huh. 4:39 is the length of Hallelujah. And, 4:33 is almost the same length. Wow. I just read out of the corner of my eye something that Riff posted in dev chat, and I thought that he had written 100 MILF.
Huh.
And I was like, what the fuck is Riff talking about? That's too many MILFs. 100 MILFs, one cup.
You can, by the way, get a shirt, an outfit for a baby that says, my mom is a MILF. Which really,
God.
Yeah, this product exists, and it really makes me think that somebody wasn't thinking that through. And shouldn't that be like, my mom is a mother that other people would like to fuck? What the hell?
We should start making baby clothes that say, like, please don't rape me.
Yeah.
Well, the one is funny.
Yeah. After seeing all the ones that were my my dad's cool, my mom's hot, my dad's hip. I just wanted to put my dad is desperate for validation on a onesie.
Mm-hmm.
People would get that and think it was real funny. Pretty sure.
I can't actually read.
Right. Stop anthropomorphizing me.
You think your kid is becoming more and more conscious with every passing day?
Seems to be. He's looking at stuff. Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for the point where we can entertain him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of there just being kind of a baseline, awake and looking at stuff, or awake and screaming, or asleep.
So I feel like you have a more generous approach than I would have. I would be waiting for the point where they could entertain me.
Oh, he's doing that constantly.
That's kind of what I wait for in everybody. Whenever I meet a new person, I'm like, I sort of gauge them for their potential at, you know, sort of dancing for my amusement.
Right. So if that person is, say, a bear on top of a bunch of hot coals.
Mm-hmm. Or like a big beach ball.
Yeah, or a Wild Western sissy.
Yeah.
And
well,
holding a gun.
There needs to be somebody around with a six gun.
Right.
Bob 221 says, tell a story.
No.
Did you hear the one about the sadist and the masochist?
Let's say the masochist said, hurt me, for God's sake, hurt me, and the masochist said, no.
No, the sadist said no. Right. The masochist says, hurt me.
And the sadist says no. Yeah.
Yeah. You're telling it wrong. Sorry, Bob 221.
He didn't say, tell me a good story.
One of your dads is good at telling stories, but the other one isn't. And you chose poorly.
Hey, we could be like that sitcom about the two gay guys.
I don't think those guys were gay.
And that was the subtext.
Wait, really?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Was Paul Reiser one of the two dads?
Maybe.
I always think of him as one of the two dads. The only episode I remember of my two dads was one where they catch the girl getting drunk. She comes home from party drunk, and they decide to do a demonstration where they drink and play pole position.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep, one of them was Paul Reiser.
Sweet. I can't remember if I like or hate Paul Reiser.
Wow, the little girl on that show grew up to be all kinds of hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Who knew?
Huh. Has she done anything?
She's in 2009's Holy Man Undercover.
I see.
So, yeah.
A lot of TV, looks like.
And again...
That show ran for 3 years.
Yep. And again, I say,
everyone
remember
I look
not
up on
knowing
IMDb
stuff?
Lately was in Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Remember what it was like not knowing stuff?
Yeah, I almost don't, though. It's going to be messed up. Like, I think that this is one of those things where it's like, I'm getting old, and so I'm starting to doubt the ability of future generations to ever be as cool as I am. But I'm really curious as to what I would be like if I had had the just sort of, like, instant knowledge gratification the entire time that I was growing up.
I'm guessing I would have been even more of an insufferable know-it-all.
I don't remember if I was an insufferable know-it-all or not.
See, I was probably, like, a moderately sufferable know-it-some.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
I was definitely insufferable, I just don't remember exactly why. I think I was less of a know-it-all than just kind of a dick.
I didn't know it all, but I was convinced that only the things that I knew were worth knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Christianity's the best thing that can ever happen to a kid like that, let me tell you.
Yeah, you weren't too bad. At least not by the time I got a hold of you.
Yeah.
Ah! I just accidentally clicked on an ad. Damn it.
You should use Firefox has that add-on, AdBlock Plus. You should use that. We talked about that last week. Yeah.
I saw, and I don't remember if I talked about this in response to that last week, but I saw something that it was like this Grease Monkey project that like had all these pieces of art from some museum that it would replace the ads with, and you could click on them to find out about them.
Yeah, I put that one on, but eventually took it off because a lot of the art pieces they were using looked like ads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it was just kind of like, you're not seeing ads, you're seeing art. That, and half the time I just go, God, my ad blocker isn't working. Oh, I'm sorry, that's art.
That's pretty funny. You really do some you do some Dada shit there. My art is actually an ad.
For my art.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, when the new Nemesis quest rolls out, it's probably going to be at least a whole Ascension's worth of content long, since Riff has been working on it for at least a year. He's been working on other stuff, too.
Yeah. It's not like he gets up every morning, chains himself to a desk, and does nothing but work on the Nemesis quest.
Yeah, because when would he play World of Warcraft?
Yeah. Linguini Lad also says, I like to think of sand dollars as sea meat instead of wet meat. We encourage that.
Yeah.
Wet meat.
He also said, I heard that some of you play guitar, so I thought I'd pass this interesting tip I heard to you. If you put crazy glue on your fingertips, you get instant calluses after it dries.
True.
Huh. Is that true?
Yeah. There. When you... lose a callus, that's a quick way to get back to playing.
I see.
I don't know, I never found playing the guitar painful enough without calluses that I needed to do something about it.
Boy, I do. I picked up my guitar for the first time in a couple of years, probably. Like, seriously, and played for half an hour the other night, and I was just, it was kind of agonizing.
Hmm.
It's like, it's not the skin that gets to hurting when I play, it's like the meat under the skin.
Right.
It's like the calluses just prevent my fingers from flexing, or the skin from sort of bending in and bruising. It hurt for days. It's weird. I felt like kind of a pussy.
What you need to do is pick up your guitar and play just like yesterday, and just keep doing that. And then eventually you won't be fooled again.
Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Do you get that Who song?
Mm-hmm.
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Uh-huh.
It's by this band called The Who.
Uh-huh.
The what?
Right. When did that come out?
In the 60s.
Blaze Boob says, at least pronounce my name correctly if you're going to bitch about my questions. Also, what the hell did I ask? I don't know. iClub You says, Jick, regarding your ceiling fan transceiver, why don't you just mount it on the ceiling? Because that would look like shit. I got company to entertain. Linguini Lad says, so how do you drink beer in an underwater dive bar without drinking in the surrounding seawater? And how does the bartender pour drinks into glasses, too? I get the joke. CO'd, geode.
No, I didn't get the joke so much. As it,
The booze is in slugs, which is how they drink them. We covered this.
Just repeat to yourself, it's just a show, I should really just relax.
It was a wizard.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, the bartender doesn't make those drinks, you do.
Yeah.
Once you're up above the water.
The people in the dive bar are drinking.
They're drinking out of the slugs.
Yeah.
Because that's what they drop. And the beer, it's in plastic bottles that you have to squeeze into your mouth like mustard. And it tastes like mustard and has the same consistency.
There's an idea.
Do you think that you would still drink if all beer tasted like mustard and was the same consistency?
Probably not. I could handle the consistency. I don't know about the flavor.
Really?
Well, just think about how much. Think about how much beer you drink in an average evening of beer drinking.
I don't know. I bet I could drink a couple quarts of mustard to really put my mind to it. Yeah, no, I totally couldn't.
Yeah.
Ekam Ekam says, hey, about that conversation editor screencast you tweeted, can you do something similar for something like the Spindler? Well, I mean, none of the things that we currently use tools for would have anything similar to that. The whole NPC conversation thing is something that I've been kind of wanting to be able to standardize for a long time, because I feel like we could make use of that, and we just kind of don't. right? There is only a single sort of branching conversation with an NPC in the entire game, and it's crackpot mystic.
Yeah.
And it's all just hard-coded into the PHP. You know, I mean, we could do... I don't know that we would want to do it all over the place, because it's not... I don't know. It gets kind of boring after a while. I feel like playing games with a lot of conversation trees. And, but, you know, it's a good vehicle for writing, and that's something that we do.
It is.
We used to. Now we just sort of go into a room with 1,000 monkeys in it. Read stuff until we find a joke that's appropriate to whatever we're trying to put into the game. Casey Wiederman says, can repeat last action ignore pickpocket as an action? It doesn't work. Huh.
Possibly.
Golgothica says, vaccination thing. I'd love to get the autism shit out of the argument so that people can actually talk about the problems that do exist with vaccines. Like that whole, eliminating disease problem.
If I give my kid a flu shot, he might run a temperature.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's possible that there are problems with vaccines, but there are also problems with fatal disease epidemics that kill most of the people on Earth. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that the more I thought about it, the more it made me wonder, like, who are these parents who are thinking, I would rather have my kid be dead of smallpox than autistic?
Well, you know.
Autistic kid could be really fun.
They don't think of that threat as real, you know. A naked Jew had written to me and my wife. He was playing Bookworm Adventures today, and he two-hit killed an enemy with the words quadroon and unicorn. Yeah. Foggy Foe says, now that Happy Salamander has been fixed, it does show that something that hadn't been spaded out didn't actually do anything and couldn't be spaded out. Is there a chance that one or more of the outfits in the game that are supposed to have some sort of bonus enchantment actually have a non-working enchantment, but no one can really tell? The way that the code was, the way that the code is for effects, it does not explicitly throw an error when there's a typo in those. They just don't work. And that is not the case with the way that enchantments are coded for outfits. So I don't think that there is anything wrong with any of the outfits. But, again, I don't know. I guess I can check at some point. People are asking if we can explain what the bonuses on outfits do. But I kind of don't want to. That's something that I think could remain shrouded in mystery. The explicit thing that every outfit does is it gives you a new avatar.
Yar. Blizzire says, who apparently is just Blyer, but he's hanging out with Snoop Dogg, says, Space Zones after Sea Zones, Space Zones after Sea Zones, Space Zones after Sea Zones, Space Zones after Sea Zones. And I think he did that to... And I think he did that just to see if I could say that 5 times, but I can't. And probably not.
Then he also says, make trade records, make trade records, make trade records.
That was a little easier.
Is it more like make broken records? Am I right?
You are right.
Garbled says, when will we get an iClub Seals t-shirt in the store? I don't know about that. I'm not 100% certain that somebody didn't beat us to that. And it's just... security through obscurity that we haven't gotten nailed for copyright violation. Because I feel like if somebody did the I spayed my dog thing, that we can't have been the only people to think of that. I guess it's possible that we were the only people to think about it and then actually do it.
Apparently, Chargrilled has that shirt, along with I Facebooked Your Mum. Grenades for those crowded places. It's some kind of British shop, I think.
Really? It's like t-shirt hell for
Brits. Yeah, there are dozens of I Club Seal t-shirts around.
Yeah. Chargrilled UK, Chargrilled USA. No. Funny, retro, and offensive. Huh.
I don't know what to say about someone who goes deliberately seeking offensive t-shirts.
Yeah.
I want to put something on my torso that's going to piss people off.
What the, ooh, lady boys. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, we don't speak that language.
But this is the U.S. version. Yeah, this is... This website is just making me angry. I'm going to stop looking at that. Yeah. No iClub Seals shirts, because I don't ever want to talk to those people. So I don't want to risk them calling me. Glebe says, do empty cloaca cola bottles have a use aside from the one involving the sunken chest? I don't think so. Jorn suggests something in the A Bad Moon Adventure that gives diarrhea. The pilot comments.
Yeah, we're going to need some more shit references in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does the rose from the gift shop smell like boo-boo ooh-ooh?
Yep.
But that's an Outcast reference, so that's okay. If somebody else talks about shit and then we reference it, does that still count?
I don't know. What if we... Yeah, I think that would be all right. A pop culture reference is different than a straight-up shit reference.
Justin Sane says, are there any pre-existing KOL flyers that I could print up and put around my campus? There were the not particularly great ones that Scully did years ago. I think the art didn't scale up particularly well.
There was that time when you ate my ass.
Oh, come on.
Wait, are you making fun of my Photoshop skills or the... those actually...
I'm making fun of your Photoshop skills, I think. I mean, because... As I recall, they didn't look all that polished when they came out.
They printed out fine. No.
Fine.
They looked like something that somebody made.
Forget it. I guess you don't have the same kind of open door policy where I'm allowed to criticize you or disagree with you. Fine.
I don't know how to Photoshop. Now they retain the agreeable amateur, like lovable amateur thing of the whole game's design ethos. I thought.
You sure that's not just a cop out?
No, they're as good as the art that they're based on, motherfucker. I still like the apathetic lizard man doesn't much care if you play the Kingdom of Loathing, but screw him, come play anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Mighty Bjorn's photo bucket, there are a bunch of subpar flyers, but you're welcome to print them out and put them places.
Macarona says, how about an item of the month that's a fishbowl that allows you to collect fish from around the kingdom? When you put the fish in your fishbowl, it'll give special effects when you rest. When you ascend, you find that all your fish are dead because nobody's fed them for thousands of years. I never really thought of there being thousands of years passing between ascensions.
No, I always thought that the joke was you always end up back right where you started.
Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Just all of your lives are playing out simultaneously.
But you never run into yourself.
No.
It's like that whole many quantum universes thing.
Yep.
Except it's like the one from that Jet Li movie where he goes from parallel universe to parallel universe, killing other versions of himself and absorbing their power.
Mm-hmm. I skipped that one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the plot description kind of said it all. Like, I felt like I had already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
RDFM says, hey guys, just wanted to say that I love your great game, and now my daughter is one of your newest players, and it's her birthday. Verisimilitude. That's an awesome name, and happy birthday.
That's an awesome name, and happy birthday. Well, happy birthday on the 19th. Which was, why the hell? You know, sometimes, for whatever reason, holding the mouse over the fucking date in the system tray in Windows over the time doesn't give the date. And I don't know why that is. See, like, I just fucked with it for a few minutes, a few seconds, I guess, and then it started working again. But, by and large, the way that I find out what day it is I mouse over the clock. Right? And, yeah. Sometimes it just doesn't pop up the tooltip. And I'm all, what the fuck? Excuse me. Squee says, I think I love the new effect descriptions actually saying what they do. I thought I hated it at first, but I was wrong. Well, good. Now that you've gone from thinking you hated something to thinking that you love it. Excuse me. let's see. Cool, I just got that kind of heartburn that makes my mouth water uncontrollably. Makes it real easy to talk in a microphone.
So are you going
to
spit some juice on the microphone?
I guess. That's kind of a gross metaphor.
Yeah. I prefer spitting game. Mm-hmm. Although the only place I've encountered that is MC Frontalot's Yellow Laser Beams. So that I ain't spitting game, I've got a Wookiee hat on. And that's something that ended up in my lexicon for no particular reason, and I've used it way more times than he ever probably would have intended to use it.
Jick, just go on Tech TV again. Maybe bring someone else. I think that I should just send someone else instead of me.
No, I think that now, like, you've gotten better at talking to people, and if you had a different dude interviewing you, might do okay.
I mean, had I it to do over again, I would have just gotten shitty drunk, and it would have gone fine. You know? As it was, I had three beers before I went on. Just wasn't enough. They just... God, that was fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Goddamn live television, man.
Yeah.
It is a little easier if I think back, all right, wow, so I didn't do a very good job there. But remembering it, it was just like the adrenaline pump was turned on the entire time. So, like, it was taking all of my cognitive effort to stop me from just running screaming from the studio. Up to seconds before the cameras turned on, they were, like, taking shit off of the desk because I kept just fucking with stuff with my hands. It's literally reaching in and, like, grabbing things out of my hands and telling me to stop fucking with stuff because I was so nervous.
To your credit, you don't appear to be freaked out at all.
Yeah.
On that. Wow. You look completely calm, like almost bored.
Yeah, god damn it. You know, at least thousands of people haven't watched... At least there's no permanent record...
Well, then...
Dang it. If that's the most embarrassing thing that I end up with, then I'm all right.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a picture of you trying to light a fart and burning your balls off on YouTube.
That's true. That'd be quite a picture to express all that, though.
Yes.
You got any embarrassing pictures of yourself on the internet?
Yeah. I have that Fortune City site that I refuse to pay to take down.
Oh, right. That isn't that bad, though.
There's pictures of me in a trench coat with a goatee. Well, like a full mustache.
Your trench coat has a goatee?
Yeah. See, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. I would never have bought that trench coat if I had been you. Grath says, are custom avatar forms taking only a month to be approved rather than multiple months like a while ago? Yep. Been totally caught up on those for the last 3 or 4 months. Let's see. Zortag says, you misunderstood my request for a /mall command. I want a command to put an item in the mall, not buy one from the mall. Alright. He says, you say you have fun making random generators, such as the hobo names, rock band names, etc. Why not make some section where everything in it was randomly generated? the Mad Lib dungeon. Pick a random picture, monster name, randomly generate attack messages. Mad Lib style. Fred Levi says, hey, does P-R-E-S-S-I-E stand for something? It does, doesn't it? Does it not say in the item?
Yeah, I thought in the item description it did. I think I used Lore's cyborg name generator for that, possibly. Deactivated. Yeah, positronic robotic entity skilled in sabotage and improvisational explosions.
Right, except it wasn't. I changed it to improvisational explosions. From whatever.
Oh, because
actually gave, because that was funnier.
And to make it refer to something that it actually did.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Lore.
Fine, don't thank me.
And thank you for making Lore's stuff even more better.
Well, but it was just more appropriate. It wasn't better, it was just more appropriate. I never... The cyborg names and stuff for that were for me kind of sucked. Hmm. I gotta... Rollover is over, so I gotta... fuck. Yeah, I gotta fix some shit here. Let's see. Flush. And we'll just wait to one of those. Yeah. And then I think there's some shit going on account of the database server getting rebooted or some shit. Yeah. Geoff's stupid script that still doesn't work, even though the things are actually, the database servers are being rebooted every Monday at rollover now. And it just fucks everything else up. When they reset. And we'll see how long that takes to start working again. That's great. But I still have questions up. We can keep doing the show.
Learned.
Paul BD says, was it just me or was your Thursday show a better sound quality? I might have accidentally uploaded a higher bitrate version to the radio archive. I've been uploading at 64 instead of 24. Because I don't think anybody really cares.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds better. Huh. Glebe says, what you need to do is record an opening intro of you guys explaining what everything is for the new people and just play it at the start of each show.
Like an audio fag.
Yeah. More like audio fag.
More like audio slave.
Audio slave Leia. Aaron Finger says, I just noticed that every patch of grass in the campground is unique and none are repeated. You may have thought your work would go unnoticed, Jake, but thank you. You're welcome.
I totally hear that in the voice of Otto from The Simpsons. Guy totally noticed that every patch of grass is unique and none are repeated. Yeah, it's like, they call them fingers, but I've never seen them fing. Oop, there they go. That kind of... he comes across as somewhat stoned, that's what I'm saying.
I see. Occasional JD says, actually, the best parts of Freddy Got Finger were anything Rip Torn said. Yeah, I'll grant you.
I think the best part about Freddy Got Finger is I still haven't had to see it. I luxuriate in my ignorance of Freddy Got Finger.
Weird. Neon Rev says, so no script has been picking up ads with the URL Blatsnarf. Weird. Weird. I don't know what the hell that's all about. Anyway. I guess... I don't know what the fuck is going on with the servers, man. It's frustrating. I think the backup is probably running now, which is what's making everything take forever. Have you got a check-in for our relief?
I do. I speculum is on deck. Let's see.
Beowulf says, this is kind of interesting, is there a janky way to use the quantity field of a unique, untradable, unsellable item as a bit mask for various flavors or properties? My thinking for the previous message was for things like the customizable pizza. You can't use a special oven if you have a pizza already and the toppings are recorded by the quantity. That's kind of interesting, actually. Although, we'd have to be really careful to not let anything ever display that quantity. And, you know, so there would have to be a lot of cases hard-coded, because even untradeable stuff, you know, you can, like, put it in a closet or whatever, so it would still show up in a lot of places. That's a clever thought, but probably not something that we would actually do. Oh, I see. There are just ads from blatsnarf.net. That's funny, though. Spo says, since we can only get 3 tempura batters a day, can you make the non-combat stop showing up after that each day? Well, here's the reason that I didn't. It doesn't say anywhere that you can only do it 3 times per day, and I don't really want it to say anywhere that you can only do it 3 times per day, because I can't really think of a particularly elegant way to get that information across. So what we landed on was, and I need to just do this, was once you get it the 4th time and fail to get batter, then it doesn't show up anymore that day. So that you know. I mean, I want you to have to learn by doing it that you only get 3 a day. And I understand that, like, you know, everybody who's going to be listening to this probably already knows that or read it on the wiki or whatever. But that's why it works the way that it does, and I don't want to just make it stop showing up completely, because somebody who didn't know that they could only get it 3 times might just keep adventuring there, thinking, what the fuck? Why don't I ever get this thing? Man, some serious heartburn. Yep. Serious heartburn, mouthful of spit.
Serious heartburn was one of my least favorite characters in the Harry Potter universe.
Are we done?
Yeah, all right. We're out of here, gentlemen and ladies. We'll see you in a week. Good night.
Goodbye.